Hello, everybody. I'm so pleased to announce a new podcast series that I will be doing soon called Thriving in the Eye of the Hurricane, which is also the title of my new book that will be out in October. And the reason I'm doing this is that as I listen to people from around the world who have come to a realization or an understanding of how the principles that I write about and have written many books about, Three Principles Psychology, are not only transforming themselves, but they're transforming their communities, the systems that they work in, the organizations that they belong to. And so I want to help people to really get a feel for what this book is about, not just a didactic monologue from me about what the principles are about, but from stories from real people who are in real circumstances in these extraordinary, unique, challenging circumstances that we find ourselves in. The hurricane of our lives is the pandemic, it's climate change, it's the racial tension and injustices. So this podcast series and indeed my book, it's not about something you have to learn to do. It's not about something that you have to superimpose over your already busy lives. What we're going to be pointing to, and through story, through some education, is to wake up something that's already complete and whole within you. It's not something you have to learn. It's something that you have to remember. And to remember is to bring back to conscious awareness that which is already there. That's what the three principles do for people. It's not a set of things to do. It's not a program that you have to complete. It's how the system works to create all of our personal realities. What are the powers behind the scenes that have always been at work to create our unique experience? And this podcast series and my book will illuminate what those principles are that will, through your, sometimes people in the first time they hear this, that's it, their lives completely change. Sometimes, like me, I was on the dimmer switch, it took a while. But if you're open and willing and you want your own mental well-being, your resilience, by your listening, you will begin to reawaken your own innate health and resilience. So that's my hope and my purpose for doing this program and for writing this book. And so how do we keep our bearings? How do we keep our center, our resilience during this time of so much change so fast in our lives? How do we find a constant that will keep us grounded in our mental health, in our resilience, in our wisdom, so that we too can not only be change agents in our own little personal sphere of ourself, our families, the people we love, the people in our communities, but as it ripples out, as people gain an understanding of their own resilience and their own mental health, they feel joy, they feel gratitude, and they feel compassion for those who aren't yet free of the suffering of their own hurricane of their minds, hurricanes of their thoughts. And so this series will be a way to give people hope, a picture of what it looks like and what it feels like through the many stories that I'll be sharing with you. And I'll be interviewing real people so that you can experience for yourself through this podcast what it feels like to be operating from your original mind, this mind that is already resilient, that you came into the world with, that is still unbroken and complete. And the understanding the principles behind resilience, the principles of the mind, we will be able to unleash that innate power that we all have. and have more creative thinking, be much more nimble and responsive to the change, constant change that we're going through in the world. And I really invite you to tell everybody you know who might benefit from this, including yourself. And you can go to my website and sign up for my newsletter if you're interested or you want to pass this on to others. It's free, be any charge for it. It's a labor of love, and it's a gift to this community of this planet that we live on. We'll be doing it on Facebook Live, and we'll be doing it on Zoom, and we'll also be recording it. So if you can't make it because you're in a different time zone or it's not convenient, you'll always be able to see it later. But we'd love your participation. So if you can be there live, so you can ask questions, so you can respond, you can ask questions of the people I'm interviewing. So we want to create a conversation of human beings dealing with the challenges and the changes that we're in, and how to better utilize our mind in the way it was designed, to do it in a way that's resilient, wise, and gives everyone hope. Thank you.